Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, September 30th, 2022. In a preliminary assessment, Berlin's Constitutional Court came to the conclusion that a complete rerun of the elections for the Berlin House of Representatives, as well as the 12 district councils, could be necessary. Earlier this week, at a first hearing on the election breakdowns in 2021, Court President Ludgera Selting said that a, quote, complete invalidity of the election might be considered. The court listed several issues. First, the elections were so inadequately prepared that their success was in danger even before they began. Secondly, election errors, such as incorrect or missing ballots, did not only occur during election day. And even the inadequate preparation of an election is to be considered an election error. Court President Selting emphasized that the elections required presence. This means that all eligible voters must have the opportunity to vote at a polling station, and the postal vote was only an alternative. However, there had been unacceptably long waiting times outside the polling stations. There was the temporary closure of polling stations and the distribution of too few or incorrect ballots. According to an assessment, all of these errors were relevant to the mandate. In other words, they had an impact on the composition of parliament and the distribution of mandates. A constitutional state of affairs could probably only be brought about by a complete rerun of the elections. The State Election Administration, which has a duty of control and coordination, is decisively responsible for the success of the election. Starting October 1st, the homeless in Berlin will once again be able to find refuge with several providers of emergency overnight accommodation. Initially, around 640 places to sleep in the warm will be available as part of the Kältehilfe, or cold aid. Then, from November, at least 1,000. This was announced by Social Senator Katja Kipping, together with representatives of the participating organizations. The offer does face special challenges this winter. First and foremost, the increase of energy and food costs. Starting Saturday, the hotline of the cold aid can be reached once again. In addition, from November 1st, the Red Cross warming bus will be back in action to distribute such items as clothing, sleeping bags, and tea to those in need. And also from the beginning of November, according to the Berliner Stadtmission, 4 cold buses will be on the road at night to save people from freezing to death. The senator also announced that a quarantine station will be once again set up, and the Stadtmission urgently asked for donations of sleeping bags and money, and volunteers are also still needed. There is an agreement among all parties involved, including the senator, that cold aid needs more money. For Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, where a large proportion of the sleeping places are offered, the District Councillor for Social Affairs, Oliver Noll, made it clear that immense cost increases are to be expected. For example, in the operation of an air dome in which the use of energy could not be easily reduced. According to him, the financing is not sufficient with 17 euros per head and night, even in a regular situation. The organizations involved stated that they need double that amount, also because the offer has become more professional. Noll stressed that he expects the Senate Department of Finance to adjust the funds to the real costs. Kipping emphasized that the issue is important to the Senate. For example, state funding for emergency assistance for the homeless has more than quadrupled in 5 years, to 22 million euros currently. This includes various other support services and some related to the pandemic. Ulrike Kostka, director of the Caritas Association for the Archdiocese of Berlin, also appealed to the Senate Department of Health to perceive the health of homeless people as part of the department. Many of those affected are in very bad health, for example, with infections, addictions, and with severe mental health problems, and the majority of them do not have health insurance. According to a first count back in January of 2020, there are around 2,000 homeless people living in Berlin, although not all of those affected could be counted. The Cold Aid has been running for more than 30 years. Its aim is to protect people from freezing to death between October and April. The Senate Department for Social Affairs, the districts, and several social agencies are involved, as well as numerous volunteers and donors. And people without shelter can take advantage of the services anonymously. You can find the telephone number for Cold Help by following the link in our show notes. According to Maike Niedball, chairwoman of the Supervisory Board of the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association, or the VALBB, passengers of buses and trains in Berlin and Brandenburg will have to pay more starting April 1st, when tickets will be 5.62% more expensive on average. This means that the price increase will come 3 months later than usual. Normally, it happens at the end of the year. Per reporting, those responsible wanted to wait and see what the nationwide successor to the 9-euro ticket would look like. Initially, the Brandenburg side had urged that prices be raised as early as January 1st. But then Berlin decided that it would not implement such an increase before April. Brandenburg is now also foregoing a rate increase in view of the ongoing deliberations at the federal level. As we've been reporting, the states and the federal government have not yet agreed on a successor to the 9-euro ticket, which expired at the end of August. The VALBB Supervisory Board announced after their meeting yesterday that only if the conditions for it are binding would it be possible to decide on the prices of the remaining ticket offers in a meaningful way. Additionally, the board also agreed to Berlin's proposal to offer the social ticket, which is only valid in Berlin, at a lower price from January. It currently costs €27.50. And according to the resolution, the ticket may cost between 9 and 19 euros in the future. Most recently, fares in the region had risen by 1.9% back on January 1st of 2021. The Transport Association bases the adjustment on an index that takes into account the costs of energy and personnel, as well as consumer price trends. Rising energy prices in particular had recently increased inflation to around 10%. In other transport associations, it's worth mentioning that fare increases are also due at the turn of the year. And at 5.6%, Berlin and Brandenburg are at the upper end of the range. The East Side Gallery on the banks of the Spree in Friedrichshain is getting a comprehensive exhibition that duly explains the GDR relic known as the, quote, world's largest open-air work of art. In the process, the serious historical events, from partition and the deaths at the wall to the settlement of important companies in the area after the fall of the wall, will also be described in detail. The redesign is taking place under the direction of the Berlin Wall Foundation. The project has been prepared since 2020, and there will be explanatory multimedia elements around the more than 1.3 kilometers of the gallery. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. As we celebrate German Unification Day on Monday, Berlin Briefing will be back on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.